Hello and welcome to Vortex Radio by Vi. Yeah. Today's episode is called Primal. Rawr.
Rawr.
So today in studio, I have Charlie of Many of Odd Nature that some of you may or may not remember from Dark Mark's show. Dark Mark has a show on...
Hi, Dark Mark.
on Thursdays at 8 o'clock. So Charlie... Thank you for being in studio today.
Thank you.
How is traffic?
Surprisingly, not that bad.
So. It's my new favorite question. How is traffic?
Well, last year it was really packed around this time of year, so hopefully, or fortunately, I think people seem to be inside, so.
It is Black Friday. Happy Black Friday to everyone out there listening live. It also happens to be my little brother's birthday. He turned 3 today.
Ah, happy birthday, little brother.
Yeah. He blew out his candles right before I left. 3.
Oh, that's right, you said. Yeah.
3 years old. A whole big 1, 2, 3. Jesus, he's like a little midget. But not actually a midget, just midget size. He's taller than he used to be. Hmm. Anyway, so how is your new album?
Not working on it, work in progress.
Well, it's a work in progress.
Yeah.
So you can tell us about that.
I'm frustrated. Mastering is a bitch.
So how long has Many of Odd Nature been around?
In 2008, I started it. It was right after I got out of school. And it was a 3-piece band at the time. And then 2009, I closed it to work on promotions and stuff. I got involved with a lot of the local clubs and such. And... I reopened it in 2010, actually made it Many, so there was, you know, I had percussionists, I had all these added instrumentalists and a big little show, and we did the Carnival Noir that we talked about over at Dark Marks, yeah. So, yeah, it's sad that I haven't made an album yet, but in time.
But it's a work in progress.
Yeah, I just get, you know, the problem is I get really picky about the quality of the sound, and you know, I went to school to learn how to do this crap myself so I could, you know, get that sound I want. But it's tricky. Like, the mastering part's tricky. Balancing the tracks and keeping the body and all that. It's a bitch. But we're working on it. Yeah.
So what is it that you're working on right now, specifically? Is it your sound? Is it...
Just the mastering. So that when the finalized piece is thick and full and loud, and you know, right now it kind of has that wiener sound. When if I bounce a track and I compare it to, like, you know, something in high production, I mean, it's just really weak. I want to learn how to keep that body. I'm learning some tricks. I'm getting better as I go. Just I need to practice more and more. It just gets tough because I do all this other stuff during the week and gets a little bit in my way. So
what do you do during the week?
What do I not do? I do a lot. I work a few different gigs got the office administrative job.
Yes.
Keeps me organized.
In downtown.
Yes, keeps me organized. I work for a couple gyms. I work for a couple clubs. I do promotions for them. And then my band, writing, mixing, all that, promotions. I mean, like...
You keep busy.
Always working.
You're a girl that wears many hats.
Yes.
And I remember... You just had a music video recently.
Yes, actually. Yeah.
For Eat You Alive.
Yeah, yeah. I think we talked a little bit on Dark Mark's show. I think Cleve Hall, he's going to be on his way. But he was a cool helper in that, you know, we had a zombie video and he was able to do a lot of the
effects. Do we have a caller?
Oh.
We have a caller.
Is it Cleve? No.
Hello.
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 Mark.
Hello.
Oh,
how are you? Thank you for calling in.
Hello, lovely.
Lovely. There's a couple reasons I was calling.
Yes.
One is that I wanted to thank Charlie once again for helping me get to the Magic Castle for the wonderful evening.
Ah, yes. You're welcome. That was a good show.
It was a great show. And also thank you for having me on the, I don't know if you've promoted it yet, but you're...
No, we haven't.
Okay, well...
Oh, you mean the upcoming little toy drive we're doing?
Let's talk about it now.
Ah, yeah. Well, recently we just played with awesome man G. Tom Mack, which was a big honor for me. Do you know G. Tom Mack from the
Yes.
Cry, he's got the Cry Little Sister. Oh, my God. I mean, I was just playing that song like 2 days before I got called in to play that show. G. Tom Mack, his song, like I've been listening to it. I mean, since I first heard it, you know, I've been obsessed and loved it. And G. Tom Mack from, you know, the Cry Little Sister, Lost Boys soundtrack, like the song other than Still Believe. Anyway, he, you know, I just played his song a couple of days before in one of my spin classes, and I get a call or I get hit up. I forget, was it Cleve or, yeah, it was Cleve. He asked me if I wanted to do this gig, and it was a benefit show. It was a food drive for I forget the limousine company.
Charity.
It was there's a limousine company. There's this food drive.
Yes.
You know, people bring in turkeys and cans and all this, and you know, help feed the poor. It was awesome. And we got hit up to play this gig, and it was amazing to be able to play with him. And Michael Arnaldi, he's the guy who kind of, you know, does all this. His birthday's coming up next month, and we're doing a little toy drive. We're combining events. He does his annual toy drive, and then I was coming up with this, my drummer made this suggestion, hey, you know, all these bands have like a Christmas song, why not do a Christmas song? And I thought about it, I'm like, why not do a Christmas event?
Because so, but Charlie never does anything small. When she does something, she does things big.
I kind of go crazy.
Big. And she does things in a very big way and in a very nice way. And they're amazing live.
Yeah, thank you.
I say she should do a live album as well.
I would probably get out of my way a lot easier if it was a live album.
Yeah. I think she should do.
You're limited on the quality of a live album.
Yes.
You're really limited.
But since you're awesome, you always get some applause.
You guys have a good show, okay?
Ah, see you, Mark.
Before you go, I got one of Ruru's biggest fans. Hold on. Say hi, Ruru.
Hi, Ruru.
That's one
Josie,
of my biggest fans.
Josie, hi. Thanks, Josie.
That's not Josie. That's...
Sounded like Josie. Oh, my God. I apologize.
No, that's Jack Jr. We call him JoJo. He's one of Ruru's biggest fans.
Oh.
Ooh, she's got a
Thank
secret
you.
Admirer.
Thank you for listening, and thank you for being a fan.
That's who that is.
Well, thank you guys for calling in.
Bye.
Apparently sounds like Josie Cat.
Apologize. It might just be the acoustics. There is an echo.
Okay, you guys take care.
Bye. So, speaking of the benefit, let's talk about that now.
Oh, yeah. So, Michael, he throws these... for his birthday, instead of asking for gifts for himself, he likes to raise money or, you know, collect gifts for the children's hospital. So we're doing that, and then I'm bringing in the Bloody Merry Christmas.
Yes.
Where we're going to play a bunch of Many of Odd Nature versions of Christmas songs. G. Tom Mack's going to play again. His
awesome.
Awesomeness. And we're going to, you know, have magicians. Mark's going to do some comedy there. And in fact, I think somebody else in this room's performing as well.
Actually, everyone in this room is performing there as well.
You're right.
All the two of us. So Charlie will be singing and I will be performing Fire at this charity event. If you want to catch me sooner, I will also be at Ritual on the 6th. And I will be at, what is it, Wabo Cabo on the 15th.
Cabo Wabo.
Cabo Wabo.
Yeah, which is Sammy Hagar's spot. It's a good...
And Highland.
And I bet, you know, before you said Hollywood and Highland, I bet people were like, what the hell, are they going to Mexico?
Yes!
And before I got hit up to play this gig, I had no idea there was one in Hollywood. So it's good to know that
we're going to Mexico. Whoa, yeah. Get your passports,
no,
people.
Sammy, he opened... I guess, I'm not sure exactly when he opened it, but it must have been relatively soon or recent. But it's at the Hollywood and Highland Mall on December 15th.
At 8 o'clock?
The show starts at 8. It's a red carpet event, toy drive. Come, you know, there's food. It's all ages.
So for them to enter and be part of this, what do they have to bring?
Well, they can just come. If they want to donate gifts, it's, an unwrapped gift. Because, we have to, know, it's just, and then, you know, we'll deliver those to the children's hospital. There's money you can donate to. Michael will explain that when we're there.
So you heard it, people. You should come and enjoy this great show.
And
you should bring a toy regardless of donating money.
Yes.
Because it's going to a great cause.
It's
going to
be fun for kids. But you know what's extra special about this gig? is the pleasure of having a few, there's a few people in the dark underground scene that are going to be performing there.
Ooh.
Yeah, I haven't written it yet, but I already know what I'm planning to write, you know, these Christmas songs, you know, our versions. Matt's suggestion was one, I'll do five. No, three, maybe three.
They're going to do 10.
I'm short, I'm
but
short
you're
going to
present like two.
But I know that I want to have a little choir, mm-hmm. and for our choir. Yes. In fact, you may join if you like.
Oh, delightful.
Peter Wright from Shrine,
yes.
who is awesome. He's going to come in and he's going to do, he's going to sing Jack Fang from Myth Mask. Carol
awesome. Bolt. I remember him.
Yeah, he's cool. He's great. He does sound and DJs. He's in another hat trick. But yeah, he'll be performing. I mean, it's gonna be cool. So, and do you know Paul Kundinaris is? He wrote the book Empire of Death. He's like the very odd man with.
Describe him.
We're related. We both, you know, have top hats usually, some sort of hat, and he's got the like, you know, the whiskers.
Yes.
And,
yeah, yes.
He's
very, yes. Yeah. You just say whiskers. Yeah.
Yes. He's actually gonna even because you know nobody knows this, but he was in a band like many moons ago. That he will. Refuses to. I forget the name. Somebody found out what the name of his old project was, and they told me recently. Anyways, I know this secret, and I asked him to perform, and I thought it was pretty awesome that he would. So
awesome.
Yeah. To me, it's a pleasure to have these guys up there because to me, like, I really look up to them and. It's cool to have them. Yeah.
Well,
yes.
That is wicked.
Yes, wicked.
Those are things that are coming up. And now going back to the events that just passed.
Oh, yeah.
So aside from this charity, you do lots of different charity events.
Yeah, you know, which is weird. It's weird. Like when I thought about it, in fact, the first show we ever played was a benefit. In 2008, I used to do a lot. I mean, for a few years, like as soon as I moved back to Los Angeles in 2006, you know, I stopped using a car and my way of getting around was with a bicycle. And I remember somebody threw up the suggestion of doing the 2009 AIDS life cycle. It's a bike ride from San Francisco to LA. It's like 7 days, like 575 miles. And I was, you know, my eyes opened up. I'm like, you know, I was excited with the idea. Yes. But then they told me in order to do the ride, each person would have to raise $3,000. And I was like, fuck, you know, like, you know,
you're like, can I just sneak in?
I felt something in my, there's this feeling I had in my stomach that I really like, it was this excitement of wanting to do it, this fear I couldn't, but more of me wanted to do it. And I said, you know what, I'm gonna try this. And it was just after I finished school, I just started the project. And this is actually before, did I already plan on being the singer? Because I wasn't originally planning on singing in this project. I was just going to have a singer, but auditions went bad. But anyways, so I decided, you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to throw three shows in Los Angeles to raise the money for it.
Yes.
I actually ended up, in total, it had to be $6,000 because me and my friend at the time, we were going to do the ride together. So we had to raise $6,000 in total. So suddenly I'm calling up, you know, Guitar Center. I'm calling up, you know, all these Schecter guitars, Coffin Case. I got all these people to help, you know, with this raffling thing. And I threw three shows. The first one was at MI. I forget what they call that. The Passage. They had this room, this little studio in the Passage. Second one was at this bar called the Vine Bar off of Vine. And third one was at it's no longer there, but the Knitting Factory. We had the middle room. Joe Sutton and Club Vodka, like, helped us out with getting that spot without any cost. We just had, you know, there's certain requirements that we had to meet, but we were able to meet the requirements. We packed the shit out of that place. I had Dizzy Reed, you know, the keyboardist for Guns N' Roses. I had him hosting all three of the events. Melrose Larry Green, he came in from the Howard Stern show. He came in for the third event. It was fucking, you know, it was cool. I had all, you know, it was really worked. And
you really
were able
make
to
things happen.
This is how, but this is how, it was funny because this is how I got all involved with promotions and all that stuff to begin with, was with this benefit. And it's really interesting how that was really the thing that started, that got me, it took that thing that was more than, that was above me. It took that, like, you know, that greater cause to help me kind of step up and step out. So it was a nice launch for me and my sort of in development as a, doer, I guess, of things. But yeah, we do a lot of benefit shows, which I realized that when we got signed on this G Tomac. I'm like, wow, this is a lot. Like, just even in 1 year, because that Magic Castle show was a benefit show for the library.
Yeah.
So then we do the hunger thing, in November, and next year it's the toy drive. It's good because it's good to be able to, at least if anything, perform and bring in something for somebody else, if anything.
I just think it's so funny that so many people in the subculture do charities volunteer. And Cleve Hall and Raven recently made this organization.
The Dark Angels. Yeah.
The Dark Angels. It's a volunteer thing.
That was really cool. Yeah,
so funny.
Yeah, that was what the Dark Angels was developed. It was developed recently, and it was for so the food drive that we performed at Cabo Wabo with G Tom Mac, that was so amazing. That was to bring the food. For the Dark Angels, that was to hand out the food, and we handed it over at this limousine place. I forget the name. I'm such a sorry. We actually literally went there and got to hand out all these turkeys, and not just turkeys. I'm thinking lots of food to these families. And lines. There's two ways to enter this
location. I saw the pictures.
Yeah, and there was just backed
up. You told me about it, and I'm like, well, I'm in school until like 5. Well, 4:30 or 5. I'm like,
no, we did it for you.
I'm like, so. I will ditch school.
Well, it was cool. It was awesome. And to see the looks on everybody's faces when they'd get all this food, and it was nice.
How many kids were there?
Oh, God, I don't even know. I'm crappy at estimating numbers, like by looks. But there was a lot of, the line, I'm telling you this, it was just lines backed up with family. It was good. And people had been waiting there for like a couple days.
We're in here.
Oh,
in here.
Cleve will be able to answer that.
The door.
Is that Cleve?
The door. Yes. Cleve just got here. Hello,
darling.
Cleve Hall.
She'll be able to answer this question better. Hello, lovey.
Grab a seat.
Hello, darling.
Grab a microphone and a seat. Cleve Hall just entered the room. He's currently hugging many of Odd Nature's Charlie. He's about to sit down. He was stuck in traffic for a bit. He's actually coming from a long ways.
I know, it's my bad.
That's Mark's show.
I'm losing my mind.
I told you 2 months ago. I booked you guys like 2 months ago.
I'm losing my mind. It's okay.
Let's grab, why don't you grab a mic? We can't hear anything that you're saying.
It wasn't important anyway.
It's all important, dear. It's all important.
Good evening. Good evening. Hello, you got a sound check? Yep. Mama.
Yes.
Okay, cool beans.
You can move that closer so you don't... You pull it?
Yeah,
pull
we're battling.
It's not going to break.
Where's the cameras? Where's
the cameras? Camera's right there.
Hi!
What's up?
If you want to tune in live, or if you want to call in live, rather, the number is 1-800-893-9562. If you have any questions for Monster Man's Cleve Hall, or for... Many of Odd Nature's Charlie, or for me, or for our lovely producer in the sound booth.
What up,
Jeremy?
What's up? Hey, what's up?
This guy's
Colin
pro.
Now.
This guy's pro. You should check out his little spot. So pro. Mm-hmm.
I like that.
I know.
This guy is super badass. Without him, I would not be here.
Without you, we'd have no reason to have a studio.
Aww.
I love it.
Such he lies.
That sounds good.
So, we were just talking about Dark Angels.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
oh,
how many people was that we handed? I mean, how many?
There were 6 of us down there the other night.
No, but I mean, like, how many people?
People were waiting in line.
Yeah. How
many? 10,000. Over 10,000 people.
Over 10,000 people.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
About how many kids? The
US, oh, there's so many little kids. I mean, it was, there was families there. People came from all over. This has been going on for 31 years over at Jackson Limousine.
Jackson Limousine.
Yeah. The Jackson
Limousine. Can remember
Jackson
the name.
Foundation. Not those Jacksons. This is EJ Jackson, who owns a limousine service, and he's just very, very into the community and everything. And he's been doing this 31 years. Started off, I think, with maybe 100 turkeys. Now it's 10,000. And I'm not supposed to say who bought half of them for this year, Lou Gossett. Anyway.
Oh, dear. So, our event that is coming up.
Mm-hmm. Ah, yeah, Bloody Merry Christmas.
Our Bloody Merry Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Our Santa Goth, Cleve Hall.
We're having, yes.
Oh, I've got plans
in lieu of having a traditional Santa with the red suit and the cane.
It's Santa goth, yeah.
We're having our gothic Santa, Cleve Hall.
Yeah.
Those naughty boys and girls can come over and sit on his lap.
I mean, it's still going to have kind of a look because it's like the old school Santas where he has the long coat and the fur and stuff. And, but, you know,
so
the,
you will
the
be
old
in
British
red?
Santas, Father Christmas or whatever. I love that look.
Yeah.
Delightful.
It'll just be a little scarier version of him. A little.
Lovely.
So you will be in red.
And he'll actually be jumping on keys, too, while we're playing.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Was I not supposed to say that?
No, no, we are. I think we should.
Yeah, he'll be jumping up. It'll be cool. It's going to be fun. We're gonna. It's going to be a good show. Looking forward to it.
I like playing with him.
Oh, we like
don't we all
with
like
us.
Playing with Charlie? I mean, in the band. Well, the band, we should expand on the band.
Mm-hmm.
So, Many of Odd Nature, I think you guys have heard me say before, is
incredible.
An eclectic, artistic, musically inclined collective of individuals that follow the words and the beats that Charlie puts together.
I'd say it's like one person who we worship and follow.
Basically, we all worship and follow Charlie.
No, she's a genius. You know?
She says jump, and we just start jumping, and then she's like, not now, not now. And we're like, okay, and immediately stop.
Well, this I try to keep promoting a little bit that, you know, because she is gorgeous, and she is the center of this thing. This is all her, and you don't need to circus act. We need to see you. You're awesome. You're such a good performer and stuff. And I'm just kind of like, you don't need fire breathers and stuff right now. Just,
well, yeah. All that happens with my, it's like, I like, yeah. Well, it's Carnival Noir related, but I constantly, like when I go to places, I like to be constantly entertained. Like I need, it's
and
like
constantly moving.
Yeah.
So I like to have.
Don't sell yourself like short on how entertaining you are to watch. You know, I mean, you're amazing because you're very, very intense up there. So. Mm-hmm.
And the thing is that Charlie is so badass that she can be playing the guitar, busting out vocals, jump off the stage, control the camera, recording herself.
Oh.
Record,
I've seen it. Yeah,
record her own band, jump back on stage without missing a beat, instrument the rest of the cameras to point and do what she wants them to do, jump back off stage.
That was a fun video.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Practically do a one-armed flip,
darling. Helped us.
So now let's talk about that. Let's talk about the shoot. We haven't talked about the music video yet.
That was fun.
It was a great thing.
Yeah, well, because it was something that really was impossible to do that we did.
Get that many
makeups done in 2.5 hours and get a whole video shot.
Yeah, and the location, I mean, the Dragonfly really helped us out. I mean, Happening Harry, you know, he's the one who opened the door. The Dragonfly let it happen. Mm-hmm. We were able to really, it was a very generous gift from them to be able to shoot over there. Cleve Hall was very, I love the fact that this guy, you know, I hit him up. I'm like, hey, can you help, you know, with some zombie makeup? And without even questioning, he was like, sure. I love that about this guy.
Yeah. I mean, because I
no
love questions. A challenge.
He loves,
you know, a challenge
and he loves
is a great
to
thing.
Help. You know, he likes, he's a real helper and he likes to, I appreciate that. And it was awesome. Like a lot of the makeup artists, you know, I did this, I hate to repeat myself, but I did this, we went to go find zombies at the Zombie Rock or Zombie Run. And there was a school, CMS.
Makeup school, where my daughter Constance went.
Yeah, but we went there to go recruit zombies, and we spoke to the students over there. Yeah. And they knew when I mentioned his name, they knew who he was, and
of course
he jumped on board because he was helping.
Like,
helped
because the guy who teaches over there, Mike Spatola, is an old friend of mine, and he was teaching had just done a zombie crash course before the zombie run.
Oh no, shit!
So they were
we were really lucky. That was a big zombie weekend. There was all these zombie runs, zombie walks.
Yeah.
So I contacted Mike over there at Cinema Makeup School and asked for some of his best zombie students, and then I also talked to Rich Knight over at Elegance International, and we got like about 10 students from each school, and it was so cool because they'd never been on set before and done a professional shoot, and they were so cool. Everybody did such a great job, and it was cool seeing them work together, the two schools and everything. Everybody had a great time. They made themselves up as zombies to be in the video, and I think it was like, I would like to do more stuff like that because to me, to be in a school, you don't get the full thing until you're on set and you have 2 hours to get it done. And they did incredible
work.
There was meat hanging off of people. And then we ended up, I didn't know that was, we were going to, originally weren't doing the band, but then ended up having to do you guys also, so it was fun too. Cutting up Charlie and ripping
Charlie.
Out
that one is like it was
Gigi's eyeballs out, and everything. It was fun.
Yeah, it was cool.
It's a bloody mess.
All of that like got inspired. The reason why all of that even got the pressure of happening was my friend Ron Martinez. He had a school project to do. So this is like, that was the thing that originally, you know, got my ass together to get the shit taken care of. Because otherwise, you know, it's so easy. I get, the problem is like, I have to be involved in everything with the project. But I'm so involved with a lot of things. So, you know, it's easy to get put, like, for example. For example, getting the goddamn seat. Anyway,
you can curse.
Yeah, the motherfucking.
No, you can curse.
So getting, the fact that we don't have an album is because I have to be involved in it. And the problem is I don't have time to get involved with it. So it's nice to have certain things give me that, you know, time pressure to get it done. So I, you know, thank Mr. Martinez for, you know, having that project. For the Castle show, I wrote this track, A Man in His Cape. It was written about Micah Covary. He's the guy who throws the,
he was here last week.
I saw pictures. The song is about,
speaking of the music that this lady spends lots and lots of time editing and mastering and mixing and remastering. Let's hear that man.
Yeah, A Man in His Cape about Micah Covary. Thank you.
And awesome. That was the man in his cave.
Did you hear that click in that? God dang it.
Perfectionist. I appreciate
it. A lot of that body, there's a huge, like the biggest thing about that track is the bass. And you don't even hear that. Like, this shit is so frustrating.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard
again,
it live.
If you recorded live, you wouldn't have this issue. Even hear some applause.
Oh, yeah.
Well, a lot of applause.
Actually, you know what? Right now on the website, I did it just for tonight. There's actually on majority of the pages, if a person goes to each of the pages, if they go to the website, manyofoddnature.com, on each page, there's actually a track. Mm-hmm. And the only reason why I'm doing it, I'm going to only do it for a limited amount of time. The reason why is because the fucking versions are they're terrible. Yeah. The quality is terrible.
Yeah,
you an idea of what it is.
Yeah, no, you can still tell exactly what you're doing. Because when we did the last show, we were kind of invited to perform with G. Tom Mack on a song People Are Strange.
Yeah. And that was nice.
She sent me the arrangement at 2:00 in the morning of the show. And I heard it, and it was just incredible what she did with it because she'd made it so dark and melancholy sounding. And even though it was a very rough recording of it, it gave me chills. And I'm just like, listen to it over and over again.
It was awesome to play that with G. Tom Mack.
Yeah.
And darling, he was on there too.
It was so much fun.
That was awesome.
Now I want to be a member. Yeah.
Well, you are.
Well, he's always been.
He just didn't know it.
No, I mean, because I was with bands back, in the death rock days with Exquisite Corpse, which was Sean Brennan, who's now London After Midnight. But we were like a makeup effects band because we had Screaming Mad George and John Vulich in it, the guy who really owns Pop Nerve. And everybody kind of like didn't have time to do it, but we'd do live on stage just embowments. And, we were opening for Specimen on Halloween night, I remember. And Ollie Wisdom just stepped right in that blood and went whoop, bam, on his ass. That's too bad. I was over at Scream. Yeah, it was fun. But yeah, I miss doing that. I miss playing. So I never made a dime off playing music, but I love doing it.
Well, we'll be dragging him around, I think, as much as we can.
I'll drag you some around, too.
we could definitely use the assistance. So he's quite the player. It was cool. He had this, we performed at his Halloween party.
I remember that. The cops kept getting called.
It was so cool to go there and like to walk around his house. Wait, first of all, can I tell him when we first walked in?
Oh, please.
Cool to see him in shorts and I think he had house slippers.
I just finished the garden.
What? He owned slippers?
He looked so cute. Oh, it reminded me of the movie.
Not anymore.
No, I don't have him after I did that shoot with Madeline last week.
It was just classic because you're used to, Claymont. And it was just cool to see him. It reminded me of, what is that movie that Escape from another Vegas. No, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Oh, we did that.
It reminded a goth version of him.
That's me.
With the shorts and stuff. And we get there, and it was so cool to walk around his house and see all those big monsters and all the prosthetics. It was cool. It was like, out to me, I was like, taking pictures everywhere.
I was thinking, oh, cool, Charlie's at my face. The slipper story is I did actually a photo shoot the morning of the gig we did, and it was 5:00 in the morning with Magdalene Hain, who wanted me in this water lake carrying this girl with this long flowing red thing. It was a really cool shot and everything, but I sank up to my ass in mud, and that was where my slippers ended up, because it's the third time in my life I've been stuck in quicksand. I just experienced it. Yes. So I knew to wear something I could get out of easily because the shoes do stay down there. The first time it was combat boots. Getting your foot out of a tied up combat boot and it's in quickstand while a big foot and the photographer trying to pull you out.
Oh, wow.
That was Florida.
Jeez. Yeah.
No, that's not
Yay, Florida.
Very easily.
Yeah.
I used to live in Florida.
But for those of you that don't know, Monster Man is currently filming or just got done filming his second season.
We're waiting to start our shooting on our second season. Oh. Actually, what I'm doing right now
waiting
is.
To start. Apologize.
Yeah. No, well, sci-fi, they spent this year pretty much dealing with Defiance, which is the most expensive show ever
made. Oh, my God,
made.
I love Defiance.
Well, good. I'm glad somebody did. No, I'm glad you did. But, it was a game interactive with a TV show and one somehow
affected
the other.
I never played the game.
They put so much money into this
thing. It was insane.
Yeah.
Because everything that correlates in the game, I think, goes with the following episode.
Somehow affects it. Yeah. So I don't play games or watch TV, so.
I didn't understand how that was going on because I didn't follow the game, but I did follow the TV show. I don't know if you guys followed Defiance
at all. I just saw the first one. That was it.
So essentially it's
people
in the future. No, it's on this planet. It's on Earth.
Oh, yeah. St. Louis.
Yes.
I remember the
Defiance happens in St. Louis, but there's this other world and it's going to die. So the different classes hop on these ships and go away. The thing is that the Castathens, because they're so superior and they're assholes, essentially.
Wow, you're a geek.
I'm a major geek.
See, hey, nerd is in. Nerd chic. Oh, yeah.
For all of those of you out there listening, and Cleve is calling me a nerd here, I never even knew that he had a show on TV.
I don't talk about it much.
I just knew that he was that guy that I saw at places.
Yes.
That hot guy that I saw at places.
That's all. I don't like making a big deal out of that, you know, because I prefer people to know me as me and not because of some TV show.
So back to the fluffy slippers. I mean, no. Back to my geeking out. So this guy, it starts out with this guy and his daughter who is an alien, one of the alien races. So she's kind of the savior. And he, like, essentially he saved her from this whole torture thing that they were doing to her. Because they were trying to initiate.
It kind of, Dragonfly.
It's Serenity-ish. It's Dragonfly-ish. It's interesting sci-fi. But the culture thing is very interesting because, as I was saying, the Castathens, they were, they're very superior. So they didn't really get any servants on those ships. Some of them stowed away. But essentially, because they didn't do that, they didn't really have any. Never mind. Anyway, I could go on, and you guys will have no idea.
You know, Ham just reminded me. We've actually got another show coming up, too. Yeah. Actually, we're playing at
next week. At the Skid Row Studios party.
I get to test out my 700-watt sub that I just got.
Oh, dear. And Cleve, will you be there?
Yeah,
give us the details, brother.
Yeah, December 7th.
Is everyone invited?
Everyone's invited.
Can we say the address on air?
You should go to Skid Row Studios' Facebook page. And make them
sweat a little.
It's got the info there.
Go check out the event on Skid Row Studios' Facebook page. But,
got a couple bands playing.
We got a total of four bands playing. We got Lightning Woodcock's going to play. Mindy, who's one of our board ops, actually plays in two different bands. She's playing in... The Mod Pods and Dangerously Sleazy, and then, of course, many of Odd Nature is going to play.
With my 700-watt sub.
700.
Looking forward to that.
Oh, my. That's They're going to blow great. Your roof this on, by the way.
That'll be great.
That was great.
Awesome.
We'll get one that goes to 11.
Oh, my God.
I love 11. My birthday is 11.
It's a great 11.
Yeah.
It's all 11.
I love 11. I love 11. Yeah, 11.
I just booked a new movie.
Today. Oh, no shit.
Yeah, what is it?
It's a film with... I know a lot of people are familiar with Don Glute, who's he wrote the Dinosaur Dictionary. You know, this is from the 80s and stuff, and he's a horror writer and everything. He's stealing my money. Yeah. But yeah, it's a werewolf movie.
That's Hooker Money.
Oh.
Yeah, huh? Just a female sexy werewolf. Sick. I've been wanting to do this for
Badass.
So long. Yeah. So it's going to be cool. So we just talked today and we're setting up that deal and stuff, but I'm looking forward to that.
I just saw a female werewolf toy that I'm going to buy my niece for her for Christmas.
Aw,
yeah,
that's
so
sweet.
I was like,
oh,
note to self.
Oh, and here's the universe.
Monster High?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure the brand.
Claudine? Or was it Claudine?
It's like they kind of look like
Constance. You got the. There's that one. Constance just got one last night at
little
Target.
Little wolf fangs.
There's a new one that's like, she's black and almost like a.
The cat.
Yeah.
Connie the pink one.
Constance got that last night.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Yeah,
not that I follow
things.
It or anything.
Nah.
But it's the pink one.
For my 6-year-old, I'm going to make a bed for her that'll look like Draculaura's little pink coffin-shaped bed. It's going to be so cute. For my little Zooey Stardust, yeah.
By the way, for those of you that don't know, Cleve is a father. He has daughters that are between the ages of Charlie 25. And myself.
Yeah.
And he has a daughter that is 5.
6 now. She turned 6 a week ago. Yeah.
She's 6 now. Oh, yeah. 2 Fridays ago.
Yes.
Yes. And now, we have time for one more.
She sings me the Mothra song in Japanese.
Oh, my God.
And now she taught herself.
Are you taking her to Anime Expo? You should.
I should. I'm a little scared taking her to a horror convention because she loves my toys. And I let her play with my $300 Godzilla toys because she's real careful with them and stuff. But, boy, if I get in there and she starts taking things off tables thinking you can play with them and stuff, I'm like,
Well, Anime Expo is more child-friendly.
Oh, yeah. So I mean, people in those outfits.
Okay, cosplay. Some of them are extremely sexy.
But for the most
part, it's child-friendly.
Well, actually, the cosplay thing has gotten so enormous and is amazing. I actually just finished up a Lady Loki helmet that came out really neat for a friend in Seattle.
Yeah.
And I was doing that one girl, Angel, who came as Purgatory to the party. She was going to wear the Egyptian Purgatory outfit, but her boyfriend put the kibosh on that. It already started making
it. That was a great outfit.
That's like next to nothing. Like, to Aya Horace's, you know, for pasty. Yeah, her boyfriend said, no. Yeah.
He's like, you wear that for me and only me.
I saw her. She's the girl who was painted red.
Yeah, you know, I saw her.
She was barely.
She's
a sweetheart.
She looked great.
She makes good brownies, too.
Is that code for something?
No, she brought us brownies. The first time she's a fan. She's an artist. She came over and she's an artist. That, you know, we met on Facebook, I guess. And we met at the Alice Cooper Manson concert. That's right.
I love both those guys, FYI.
I officially met him at the Alice Cooper.
That's right. I met you, too.
Yeah, that's the official night that
we
met.
You didn't pour a beer down my back like Angel did.
No, I didn't. No. Before
that.
Right.
You know, it was weird because, like, I was there and just so many people coming up and talking to me. It was so cool. Plus, I was looking for a burning heart, and then you could hook me up there. Because we did we had just done, what's his name?
You did that thing.
For that guy.
The
DJ. Destructo. Yeah, and Agatha Alexander was the director on that, and we had done this thing with a heart that shatters. So we made it out of this new material from Reynolds that just, you know, it looks real and thick and shit, and then it hits the floor and just shatters into hard pieces. Got it on one take. Bam. It was so cool. But yeah, then we talked about burning the heart, and then I talked to you about that.
Yes.
Fire manipulation.
Yes. Michael Vile and I have developed this thing where we don't use, it takes two people, but I can't tell you the secret behind it.
Well,
but
of course not. We don't
there's
want to know
no,
that.
It's new, it's creative. We don't use any gas or it's, I can't tell you what it is, but it's so badass to see, and it takes two people.
There is a video of it, isn't there?
There is a video of it. There is a video of it up somewhere on YouTube, I believe.
Yeah, Michael was telling me, and I sort of saw it. I guess it's a live thing you guys did.
Yeah, it's a live thing. But before time runs out, we have time for one more song.
Sounds like the name of a movie.
This track's called Repeat. It's about...
Let's repeat it again and again.
I was about to say.
It's about constantly coming to that... That being overpowered by that same mistake, you know, that flaw that you can't overcome, like the thing that
like our own flaws that we all can't get over.
No matter how good, no matter how well you think you got your hand around it, like there's that thing that kind of throws you off. That's what this song's about.
Story of all of our lives.
That's what this earring is about.
Hopefully,
you know?
It comes out all right.
See the earring? It's like a heart, two skulls, and a chain. Story of my love life. It's the only earring I've ever worn.
So here we go with Repeat.
Repeat.
Yeah.
And that was Many awesome. Of Odd Nature. Let's hear it from Many of Odd Nature.
Adorable.
So,
McGowan
that was
cable's nice. This is some shit right there. I recognize.
I made that cable.
Oh, word.
I like your curtains.
Yeah. This shit is really pro. I like it.
So for those of you out there who can't see us, we are in a completely black room, or almost completely black room, that has a couple of things hanging up on the walls, with a couple of things painted on the walls, including the Skid Row Studios logo behind me and the telephone number in front of me.
Since Charlie and I are wearing black, you probably would only see two little floating heads.
Well, they see a couple of white people surrounded by black, or actually some white things, like some white arms,
jazz
white
hands.
Faces. Yeah, there we go, jazz hands. So.
Buttons. I threw that at you before and you didn't get it.
Yes.
Yeah.
God.
It's just stupid. It's just.
Because I'm a clown, yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
It was a random thing from an old Odd Couples episode and just stuck in your head. Things stick in my head. In fact, like so much useless horror trivia stuck in my head, I can't remember what I ate yesterday.
I know I put dinosaur erotica in your head.
That was amazing.
Oh
my
God.
It opened up my eyes. It's like,
I'm serious.
Some things will never be unseen.
Nope.
Yeah.
He's like, what? He's like,
yeah, I'll show you.
He's like, he's going to show you. There's, it's a whole genre of dinosaur erotica.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
Yeah.
Like taken by the pterodactyl. And
That's so funny.
It's a whole thing.
Tyrannosaurus. And then you think about how
this
will
work. I like the tyrannosaurs. They had a cool tyrannosaurus toy today too at the store.
Was it erotica?
No. It's cool. Remind me of my Jurassic Park action figure I used to have when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Like the T-Rex, you'd squeeze him and he would like
scream. Right, with the dino belt. Yeah.
This one, it was like the same thing, but like half of its body was hard plastic and then the neck would move. It just reminded me. I was like, don't buy it.
Toys are sophisticated,
Like too many toys.
There's no such thing as too many toys.
I have a lot of toys. When I was a kid, yeah. My favorite toy still today is my Tron action figure. It's badass. You know the one with the...
Yeah.
It's got, like, you know, all his limbs flex and it's awesome.
Well, yeah, because for me it was like when I was a kid, my favorite TV show was Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea, and I finally got off even the Seaview submarine that I had as a kid, and it had little torpedoes that you fired, and I'd shoot my brother in the butt in the bathtub with it. And, found one of those.
He does have a toy that I used to have when I was a kid, a Godzilla. Do I still have it? I don't know if I still have it, but the Godzilla bust that you have, I have the whole thing when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
About Godzilla.
Yeah, Chuck and Warriors one, I think. Yeah.
Are we losing our cool by talking about our action figure?
I don't know. You guys got on me about my sci-fi bit.
It's our
Teenage
toys,
Mutant Ninja Turtles, man.
And my holy grail.
Oh my God, Ninja Turtles are started. Oh my fucking God.
Ninja Turtles and Predator. Those are like my two. Robin Hood, too.
The
whole action figures.
The original pink pterodactyl with the pink ranger.
Oh, cool. Kimberly.
Yeah, Kimberly. Like the little pterodactyl with the wheels that flies.
Yeah, and we used to do a lot of Saban stuff before Disney bought them. We did the Beetleborgs and the VR Troopers.
God, I remember that thing. Watching it now, it makes no sense, though. Beetleborgs.
It doesn't, because they took a Japanese show that was actually kind of violent and they shot everything to pieces and then added the hillside monsters and all this other stuff into it.
It just makes no sense.
It was very bizarre.
As a kid, I loved it. But now looking at it, I'm like, what the fuck is this?
No, it didn't, because they just took scenes out of a Japanese show and then cut in stuff with kids and tried to make it for kids, because it was a pretty violent show in the Japanese version.
Yeah.
But a lot of those shows, the Power Rangers, that thing ran, the Sentai series went for 20 some years.
I was not a big fan of that one.
No?
Yeah.
No. I mean, I don't like the American ones.
I don't know why.
I like Ultraman.
Yeah. I liked the shows watched with, of course I'm brain farting. Well, obviously the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, that was a big deal. But Transformers, I'd prefer that. Or what was that?
Well, Transformers is kind of based on a Japanese show called Macross. It was like, you know, one of the old anime shows. It came here as Robotech.
What was that one game? The only time I ever got into Power Rangers, remember that one game where you had like the thing and they had the slammers? What were those things called?
Pogs.
Pogs.
God, what was that about?
The reason why I got into the Power Rangers was because they had a deal over at the flea market, and I was like, I can have a whole bunch of Pogs. They're all Power Ranger Pogs.
So I was
like,
I know what they were. I never understood them.
You just slam it, and like whatever ones would stay up after the slam.
We have another caller.
Oh.
We have 5 minutes. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hello? I just wanted to say hi to Ruth.
Who's Ruth?
Sorry, sweetheart. I think you have the wrong...
I think there's a punchline.
There's a punchline to this.
Yeah. Ruthless.
I heard you guys talking about the Pink Power Rangers, and I think that was my cue to call.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because we're ruthless here.
Yeah, we're ruthless. Pretty damn ruthless.
No, we're without a Ruth, so we're ruthless. Yeah,
yeah, we are definitely ruthless. Yeah. Oh, my God. We're all ruthless bastards here talking about our...
Yeah.
Things. So,
hi,
to play with.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, guys. Sorry.
No problem, man. What's your name?
What's your name?
Like I said, wanted to say hi.
Hi. Thanks for saying hi.
Great. I'm really happy for you, Ruth, on air and stuff. Your voice sounds great. Well, everybody's does.
Thank you. What show are you thinking you're calling?
Thank you. I'm sorry. Did I go to school with you?
Yeah, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Oh, is your name Ruth?
My legal name is Ruth, guys. Oh,
I didn't know that.
My mom uses it. Like, no one uses it.
Okay.
It's not a secret identity. I'm just not used to the name.
I guess it's from Ruru. I guess that's where Ruru comes from.
Well, Ruru comes from a guy that I dated in high school. He misunderstood my name.
I get that's why Constance, we call her Coco, because everybody calls her Candace and shit. Yeah. And I just get it wrong. So she's Coco Lachete is the full name.
But the thing is that names are
she's a very pretty girl.
She's adorable. I love her glasses.
Oh, yeah. She rocks it.
She's just like, and the blue. The blue really suits her.
What blue?
The pink, you mean?
Now.
Never mind. The pink.
No, her
hair
was blue. I mean, up until 3 years ago or so, it was blue. But now it's pink.
Man, time flies.
Who has the red hair now?
Somebody has red hair?
Never mind.
Gigi's got silver hair.
Yes, she does.
Gigi's got great hair. I want to like wrap.
She spent
Gigi.
2 hours.
I'm gonna decorate my Christmas tree with her.
I think that's an understatement. I forget how long. I wish she was here. She has to work, poor girl.
Yeah, I want to put a little like.
I can't wait till we
LED
can go full time
it
with this.
I think it would be cool.
It's just silliness.
Mm-hmm.
Delightful. Well, we only have a couple of minutes, so let's promote stuff real quick.
Alrighty.
So we have a card over there. That's the Bildrats. If you guys can hold that up.
Is this a pirate band?
Yes. So the Bildrats are going to be playing on December the 5th at 8 o'clock over at the Tiki Bar. So if you get over to the Tiki Bar at 8 o'clock on December the 5th, you can hear the Bildrats, this pirate metal band from Huntington Beach, live.
Where's the Tiki Bar?
The Tiki Bar is...
I think that should be right next to the Cabo Wabo, but I'm kidding.
Oh, my God.
I don't remember where the Tiki Bar is.
The names are cute.
Ah. But in the meantime, while I'm looking up this address, so we're going to be at Cabo Wabo.
On the 15th.
Yeah. We're going to be Cabo Wabo and...
That's Hollywood and Highland Mall.
Bring toys and stuff?
Yeah. Toys.
And money.
Toy drive.
If they would... Yes, and if you'd like.
Good. Yeah, I don't...
It's a toy drive. If you have money you want to donate, Michael will explain that there.
Yeah.
We're celebrating his birthday. Red carpet event on the 15th at the Hollywood and Highland Mall.
Right.
Parking's located at the Hollywood and Highland. They've got their own parking there, so should be nice. We're gonna try to get some seasonal drinks up in that place.
Mm-hmm.
Some nice little eggnoggies and
awesome.
I saw these new eggnogs out this year. It's like cinnamon one and a maple one.
Again, so flavors are just I love the variety and flavors these days.
Yes. Started with coffee creamers and now it's like fresh.
And then, okay, so the Tiki Bar is a dive bar. It's over on 1700 Palencia Avenue, Costa Mesa, California.
Costa Mesa?
It's in Costa Mesa. Oh. It's 92627. So that's a bit of a ways. But if you get there by 8 o'clock, the Bildrats will be there performing live.
Mm.
And if you listened in last week and you heard a couple of their songs, you'll know how piratey they are. And if you'd like to catch me performing
right,
the fire
right in the middle, right?
That's
the best way to catch her, just right around the center.
That's the way that
little
catches me.
Well, seriously, wasp voice.
How many inches is that waist when you
18?
Yeah, because I can tie legs till you hear the ribs crack usually, but you know.
My ribs don't crack.
You're flexible. You're bendable.
It's quite flexible. It's
cushy.
They're 18. My waist is about 18 inches.
Looks 12. Well, that's 18 circumference.
Yes.
Yeah.
But if you would like to get me a 16-inch one, I will wear it.
You can pick me up, you know. This girl can pick me up.
Without the cinturon.
Yeah.
With one arm.
Yeah. No, she's picking me up.
I only have the one good arm, though.
That's good.
So if I didn't pick him up with the one good arm, I couldn't pick him up.
You can pick me up by just batting your eyelashes. What are you talking about?
But as I was saying, if you would like to see me, if you would like to see me picking up some sticks before the 15th, I'm going to be at Ritual. These two lovely people are invited to, and everyone out there is invited to, and that would be at Sanctuary LAX across from LAX.
We're supposed to be playing there actually sometime.
As long as they turn that picture on the wall around.
Yeah, so let's get that picture off the wall for the night. I'll see how we make that happen, I will talk to Sybil about it.
I'll talk to
Sybil. So that's our show for today. Thank you guys all for tuning in. I hope you guys had a delightful Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be off the air for the next 2 weeks just because I'm taking an actual holiday vacation. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be back on the air after that. I'm going to be home.
Oh, okay, just taking a break.
Where's home?
Just taking a break.
Just home. Oh, that's good.
Just home. I'm just going to be taking a break. Yesterday was Thanksgiving, and I'm here with you guys today. And then I'm going to be here the same week of Christmas and the week of New Year's. So these are going to be my 2 weeks. So the 12/6 and 12/13, we're going to be off, but then we'll be back.
How long have you been doing this show?
A little over a month.
And you're already taking 2 week vacation? What the hell?
Well,
it's got things to do.
I've got stuff to do. Exactly. Yeah. So Charlie, anything you would like to promote?
Oh, just the upcoming gig, the website. We've got tracks on there right now.
What's the website?
Manyofoddnature.com. On each page right now, there's a sample of different songs and a couple live versions on each page. We've got the video that's already been that's posted up there. We got the show.
Dark Angels. Someone tell people on Facebook to check out Dark Angels LA. Go to the website if you're local and volunteer to help people.
Yeah. I love it.
So that would be our show for today. And we're out.
Thank you.